I'm Amy Scott, in for Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. And it doesn't get more real than concerns over the loss of income or services. So that's where we'll start, with what happens to workers when the federal government shuts down, people who rely on the government for a paycheck. One group of workers is caught in a gray area. They're federal contractors, people who aren't full-fledged federal employees, but work alongside them. We called up one of those contractors. Jessica Cohen is a contractor who provides support for the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So I should note, we are talking on Friday. It's late afternoon on the East Coast, and we're still waiting to see if the government will shut down. How are you feeling?
I'm definitely anxious. Being a contractor, I won't get a paycheck because, at least for our contract, we can only bill for hours worked. So if the government shuts down, all of our work will have to stop, which means we don't have the opportunity to get retroactive pay.
So unlike federal employees, they might get furloughed and get paid later, but you would just miss out on that pay entirely?
Correct. That just disappears for us.
Are most of the coworkers in your office on contract?
I'd say right now it's split because we are still under our hiring freeze, so we haven't been able to replace the employees that have left us over the last year.
What's the mood been like at work with this looming?
I don't think people are talking about it much. There doesn't seem to be a ton of alarm because we've had so many continuing resolutions. I think everyone thinks it just will pass through again, but, this one's kind of scaring me.
Yeah, how would it affect you personally? I mean, I suppose it depends how long it lasts, but do you have savings to get through?
Yeah, I mean, I personally have savings for things such as this, but I don't know. My son is on CHIP, and that's the only support I get from the government. So it's like I still have rent and student loans and car payments and bills, so it can't last forever.
I think we hear your son in the background. He's about 1 year old, is that right?
Yes, that is him.
So you're talking about CHIP, the federal health insurance program for children whose parents don't qualify for Medicaid but still need some assistance. And that program, of course, has been in the balance with these budget negotiations. How have you been planning for what to do if CHIP lapses?
Well, we keep up to date with his doctor's appointments, and we're just trying to keep in communication. We have plans for what if, but they're obviously not plans that I would like to resort to other than CHIP. But we are one of the lucky ones that he doesn't have health problems that I know that will affect many other kids that are on CHIP.
I just want to end with one question for you. Is just all this uncertainty must be difficult in terms of planning for the near future.
Yeah, very much so. I'll be nervous to check my phone and see what's happening.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
That was Jessica Cohen, a federal contractor in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.